The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. Words are indeed my shit. There we go. Words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everyone. Stoner Jesus Show live. It is Chapter 3, Verse 3. Live on August 28th, 2019 on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. Audio, of course, audio version of the show can be found at StonerJesus.net along with social media links and all kinds of other shit, including links to every live show we've done on Periscope. Handy. StonerJesus.net. All information on the show can be found there. If you don't know when we're live, well, gotta follow us on Periscope, get the notifications, all that good shit. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com if you're on Facebook and you want to join our group for the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Seek and ye shall find. Join us on all the various social media networks and whatnots. They're all linked on StonerJesus.net. You can also find us at CannabisRadio.com, on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, bunch of places. All good shit. Go check out all of that good shit today, tonight, whatever. There you're watching us. Talking about getting fit for Jesus. We're also talking about the Chappelle controversy. It's not really a controversy. We'll talk about it anyway. Also, vabbing. If you don't know what vabbing is, well, you're going to find out, motherfucker. That's for goddamn sure. Also, killer sex dolls. Yeah, that's scary, right? Never as vulnerable as when you are with your sex doll. It's a bad time to get caught with your pants down. Huh? Ha! Am I right? Anybody? No, all right. Also, St. Peter sent a new voicemail and a new parody song. Ain't heard shit from this motherfucker for months. All of a sudden, this afternoon, I get a parody song accompanied with a voicemail. Kill that shit. There we go. So that'll be in the third segment. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna make you wait. It's what in the business we call a tease. I'm gonna make you wait through two breaks before you get to hear St. Peter. If that don't keep you around, well, I don't know what will. If you're not going to hang around for St. Peter, then I guess I'm not doing my job. In any case, I'm fucking loud in my own ears. Shut up, you loud motherfucker. Why are you yelling? I don't know. As I said, a lot of shit going on tonight. Follow us on Periscope. See the people in the chat room. You people are awesome. Follow us at StonerJesus420. We're also on Twitter. You can tweet me at StonerJesus420 if you want to talk to me during the show. All of that shit would be great of you to do. But now, I know you say you like me. You say you believe in Jesus. You say that your religion is important to you. But are you getting fit for Jesus? Are you some fat fucking slob sitting on your goddamn couch right now watching me? Well, so thank you. Well, I can use the fucking viewers, I'll tell you that. But secondary to that, after this show, you should get the fuck up off your ass, you fatso. And get fit for Jesus. Now, I saw this first video. Somebody tweeted it out, I guess, on Twitter last week, whenever it was. And a longtime listener of the show from way back in the day, Mouse Clone on Twitter, tweeted it at me. I'm remembering now that I didn't tweet him back, which was kind of rude to thank him. But instead, I took that idea and I went to YouTube and I got the actual videos, not just the clip that was on Twitter, the actual videos of this broad from, I'm going to go on a limb and say the 80s. I think these videos are from the 80s. I don't have any confirmation of that. But when you look at them, yeah, we're looking at 80s. It's called Believer Size. Yeah, that's right. Isn't that clever? Isn't Believer Size a clever name for Jazzercise for Jesus? No. Jazzercise for Jesus, that had too much of a ring to it. Fuck that. Believer Size. That's what we're going with. These people weren't marketing geniuses. This woman, maybe she's a good workout instructor. I don't know. Maybe she's a good workout instructor for 1985. She's not good at acting or seeming natural on camera. She's very... So it makes him more fantastic. They're getting fit for Jesus. They have a dumb name when Jazzercise for Jesus is the perfect fucking name. But no. Believer Size. We'll go with that. She has no... Unlike me. I basically make love to the camera. I practically make love to the camera as I do this show. She has no personality, no connection with the audience whatsoever. And they do it to music. To religious music. So if you motherfuckers, without further ado, if you're ready to get fit for Jesus, aka what should have been called Jazzercise for Jesus, check this shit out. That's right.
Let's warm up by taking a deep breath, stretching and waking everything up. Take a deep breath.
So. She is so incredibly unnatural. In her trying to, yeah. Oh man, imagine waking up to that in the middle of the night. Anyway, I'm only 12 seconds in. I should give her more. I really want to leave it there, but it really sums up the whole thing. But we'll continue. Load out, bitches.
That feels good. Now feet a little wider than hip width. Tuck your pelvis under. Pull your tummy in. Get a good
stretch. So tuck your pelvis under. Under what? What the fuck does that mean? Tuck your pelvis under what? It's already under your hips. The fuck are you supposed to tuck it under?
Stretch right in here. Good posture. Here we go. Side and up and forward. Keep your legs straight. Tummy tucked.
Star of the morning, they're talking about me, Jesus.
Praise to the risen king.
Risen king, that's also me. That's what I love about Christian music. It's all about me. Every goddamn song is me.
Side, oh. Side, reach. Oh, that feels good. Now in and out. Pull your ribs apart. Come on, work those muscles.
Imagine her during sex. Ooh, that feels good. Keep doing that.
And back to stretch. Side, in your side, and in and out. Come on, work it. You got it now. Back to the beginning, all the way to the floor. Lift.
Get pregnant.
And forward. Good. Star
of the morning. There you go.
You gave your life for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a star of the morning.
I gave my life for you. Now put on a tracksuit. Jump around like a fucking moron.
Now, back to the ramps.
That's right.
Reach.
Side to side. That's right.
Stretch it out now.
Stretch for Jesus. Right. Bring your belly for Jesus.
Keep him down.
Walk like an Egyptian for Jesus. Can't keep Jesus down.
Now, big torso circle.
Yeah.
Keep your tummy in. Keep going. One more. And
So there you go. That's the first one. No, we're not done. There's more. There's Jesus cardio. You can get super ripped, bro. You can get super fit. Them fucking abs. Them fucking six-pack abs, bitch. For Jesus. Well, here you go, motherfucker. Yeah.
A heavy cardiovascular, so go at your own pace, keep moving, and especially keep breathing, because we're going to sing praise to the...
Keep breathing. Don't forget to breathe.
Lord, okay, get ready.
Sing praise
we're
me, bitch.
Start with a big jump. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the top. And leap. Down. And up.
Holy shit.
That's right. Praise to the Lord. Come on, everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah, give your praise to the Lord.
She's singing along with this one. Yeah, that's what was missing from the last one. You need to sing along while you're jumping and hitting your legs.
It's gonna feel good.
Yeah. I bet she's great in bed. I mean, I really do. She's flexible. She's hot. She has a great personality. She's very encouraging. I mean, can you imagine how encouraging she would be during sex? Yes, that's right. Your penis feels so good in my vagina. Right there. Right there. You're doing great. You're doing great. It'd be such a pleasant experience. Man. I mean, she's probably like 80 now, but back in the 80s as well. Bet that was quite the endeavor. She's got energy, she's got stamina, she's ready to go. And the leg thing, back to the leg thing. Woo, indeed. Smack. Do all that shit. That's right, baby. Smack your legs for Jesus. Yeah. Go ahead. Praise it. Keep breathing while you praise it. Should be my new theme song. With my head on. Praise to the Lord. Some butterfly wings. That's dope. That's dope. There you go. Believer size. You know you want to do it. Why wouldn't you? Hell yeah, man. Get fit for Jesus. There's a lot of those on YouTube. That's just the most entertaining. There's a lot of movements of exercising for Jesus. Hey, whatever it takes, man. Get your ass up. Not right now. Keep watching the show, but after this, then get your ass up. We're moving on to Chappelle. Chappelle has a new special on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet. I mean to. But already before I've watched it, the woke crowd has come out of the woodwork to go after Dave. Now, as I pointed out on Twitter earlier today, whenever you see these posts from like Vice or whoever it was today, I fucking forgot who they were. You see these posts on Twitter, they get ratioed to shit. Most people don't agree with this policing of comedy, and no, you shouldn't do this joke and that joke. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, you goddamn pussy. This was the headline in Vice. You can definitely skip Dave Chappelle's new Netflix show, Sticks and Stones. That's right. I'll give you a little bit from Taylor Hosking. Dave Chappelle made a return to Netflix Monday with a new stand-up special, Sticks and Stones. Fans quickly realized that, if you watch till the very end, this special has a secret epilogue called The Punchline, where Chappelle answers questions from audience members who went to his separate Dave Chappelle on Broadway stand-up show last July. The special takes the comic's anti-wokeness shtick to a new level, and the whole thing is repetitive and exhausting enough that it's a slog to even make it to the Q&A. Aw, that's so sad. That's so sad. They don't like it. They don't like it. Aw. Chappelle's controversial 2017 Netflix specials The Age of Spin and Equanimity and The Bird Revelation honed his voice as a comedian wary of progressive criticism. His voice is even sharper in his latest special. At one point in his routine, he says he doesn't believe Michael Jackson molested young children. He continues by saying that if Jackson did, the children should have felt lucky their first time was with the King of Pop, adding, "Do you know how good it must have felt to go to school the next day after that shit?" That's fucking funny. I didn't even hear him say it. I just read it. It's funny. It's funny. Whatever he thinks about Michael Jackson doesn't matter, because he's not giving his opinion. He's telling a fucking joke. But to say, obviously being molested feels fucking horrible. That's what makes it funny. Saying, do you know how good it must have felt to go to school the next day after that shit? Because the King of Pop's dick was in you? Come on. But like I said, most of this is just some of these fucking bloggers, these certain fucking sites that have problems with everything. They'd rather listen to an hour-long lecture from some comic that looks like Dwight from The Office than to appreciate Dave Chappelle for the genius that he is. You don't like his comedy, that's one thing. Comedy is subjective. But to say, oh, well, he made fun of trans people, he talked about the King of Pop and Michael Jackson and molestation. Yeah, comedians talk about all kinds of shit. Just go back and watch some of George Carlin. He talked about fucking everything. Anyway, here's a little taste of Chappelle's special from Netflix on YouTube. You can make up your own mind. Maybe you hate it, maybe you love it. We'll see.
Tonight I'm going to do something that I'm not particularly good at, but that I like to do. Tonight I'm going to try some impressions out. I only got two. The first impression's kind of dumb, but I like it. This is my impression. You ready? This is my impression of the founding fathers of America when the Constitution was being written. You ready? Here it goes. Hurry up and finish that Constitution, nigga. I'm trying to get some sleep. It's not bad. All right, the next one. The next one's a little harder. I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get into character.
And this one hits the politically correct crowd particularly hard.
You got to guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. Duh, hey, duh, if you do anything wrong in your life, duh, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. Could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucking duh finished. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time, because y'all niggas is the worst motherfuckers I've ever tried to entertain in my fucking life.
So there you go. Go check out Dave's special on Netflix. I say blow that shit up. Make it the most watched special ever. I'm going to watch it. I'll let you know what I thought. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to think it's fucking hilarious. His last two were as well. You know, people didn't like those, I guess. Some people didn't like them. Most people did. Some people have a problem with everything in this country. I mean, there was a time not too long ago. Fuck, the Depression was less than 100 years ago. There was a time when most people in this country actually had hardships on a daily basis. not just tragedies or struggles from time to time, but fucking hardships every single day. Can't eat, got nowhere to live, all kinds of shit. And this was most fucking people. Less than 100 years ago. Now we are so fucking spoiled that, oh, wow. We can sit around debating Chappelle's Netflix fucking special. Why it's not woke enough. A dumb fucking word. Use words like woke, non-ironically, or problematic. I don't want to say to you. I don't. You're not ready for life. Life's going to be a surprise. You get to be an adult and really get out there in the world and realize that everybody's not catering to your needs and shit. Oh, it's going to be a wake-up call. You better get ready for that shit. But that's the irony, because you're not. You're not getting ready for that shit at all. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 3. A lot more shit coming up. Vabbing, killer sex dolls, a voicemail, and a new parody song from St. Peter during the Cincinnati Dayton area. Big sale coming up at Hemptations. Check that shit out. We will be right back. Dick Nuggets.
Hemptations celebrates 24 years of being your hemp source, and that includes 10 years of selling CBD. So get into Hemptations for the store-wide anniversary sale between August 30th to Labor Day, September 2nd. Everything for 20% off or higher. Hemptations has the largest selection of hemp on the planet, including your trusted source for CBD supplements. Go to Hemptations.com for more info. Having Hemptations for 24 years.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com. Bear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running. You got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want. Let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby. Girl, what you want me to do?
Shut up and do a podcast, as I want you to do. Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 3. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420 for all information on the show. Links, social media stuff, audio episodes, all of that can be found at StonerJesus.net, your one-stop shop for all things Stoner Jesus, if I may say so. And I do. Still got a voicemail and a new parody song from St. Peter. Coming up, first, I'm going to start with vabbing. That's right, vabbing. If you don't know what vabbing is, something I caught wind of on Twitter earlier this week, went and checked out the story. read the story. I think it was in the Daily Mail. I'm not sure. They're big on that kind of stuff. Like, they're actually, the next story is from Daily Mail as well. And they directed me to a video of a woman who talks about this apparently in her new book. She's a YouTube person. So I'll let her explain to you what vabbing is. Some of you may know, some of you may be guessing and are getting it wrong. So let's find out.
Oh, hey there, lovers and friends. This is an interesting video about a topic that I'm shocked I have not made a video about this yet, because I've actually been using this technique or researching it and discussing it for the past decade. But I guess the first time I ever officially put it out there was in my new book, The Game of Desire, 5 Surprising Secrets to Getting What You Want, in which I worked with 6 women who were struggling to make the kinds of connections they were proud of, and I worked with them to turn their love luck around. Through that, what we did is a lot of different experiments. We tested out different ideas, and one of the things that we tested out was using your vaginal juices, your vaginal fluid, as perfume to...
Bam! Vabbing, using your vaginal juices, your pussy juice, as perfume. Putting a little bit, you know, under the ears, you know, on the wrists, things of that nature. Let's learn more.
Draw people in. Now, I will not take credit for this. This is not my brainchild. As a matter of fact, there's actually a word dedicated to this practice, and that word is vabbing. It is dabbing with your vaginal juices. And so in this book, I went to Soho House.
But if you use the word pussy juice, it would be pebbing. You're pebbing.
House with 3 of the women, and we tested out vabbing to see if it actually worked. Now, Refinery29 read the book, loved it, and wanted to use an excerpt of the book, and that was the section they chose to use. Now, 2 days after Refinery29 ran it, a bunch of other tabloids picked up on the idea, and then it kind of became this tiny little media circus. So because I've never officially talked about it before, let's discuss the why behind using your vaginal fluids as perfume. Does it work? Is it sanitary? And should you try it? The term pheromone is derived from the Greek words pheron, meaning to transfer, and hormon, meaning to excite. Thus, pheromones transfer excitement. Now, pheromones are chemical molecules released to trigger hormonal changes and elicit behavioral responses from others. And these signaling molecules are used in bodily fluids such as vaginal secretions. And that is why you can use your vaginal fluids as a perfume to draw other people in. In the book, I suggest women put it on their wrists because we talk with our hands, and so we might create that waft. I did it today. And as a little fun fact and a thought starter, this notion that our bodies are smelly, gross, and need to be treated by commercial products in order to be acceptable is an idea that came about around the same time as consumerism. Now, prior to this, there was widespread knowledge that pheromones worked in transferring excitement, that pheromones worked in drawing people.
AKA before that, all that stuff, pussies be stinking.
In the 19th century, men used to actually take their handkerchiefs that used to go in their suit pockets and put them under their armpits for an entire day, so it would become drenched in the smell, the natural smell of their pits. And then throughout the day, if they saw someone they fancied, they would take that same handkerchief that was soaked in their pheromones and wipe the sweat off someone's face or lightly dust a little stain on their collar. And by doing that...
Okay. Look. All joking aside, if someone wiped my face with their sweaty armpit handkerchief, I'm going to lose my shit. I am going to absolutely lose my shit. You're going to try to convince me that sweaty armpit sweat, and you rub it on someone's face, that's somehow beneficial. It's going to make you great friends or whatever. I don't fucking think so, honey. I was kind of on board with the vagina juice. Maybe even, you know, a little underball sweat. Oh, damn hair. But look, I can only go so far with this shit.
That they would be transferring their pheromones to them, transferring that excitement and making that person drawn to them through their raw human scent. And that is the...
Yeah, they thought a lot of things in the 19th century. They thought you could tell if someone was retarded by the shape of their head or if they were going to kill you. I mean... I don't. Let's just keep going.
BDE that we are using when we talk about using your vaginal copulins as perfume. So your natural scent is not disgusting. The natural scent of your vagina is not repulsive. It's not gross. That to be said, health professionals who have weighed in on this topic have said wearing your vaginal fluids behind your ears is not going to put other people at risk. So in conclusion, vaginal copulins as perfume. Should we all go out there and use it? Maybe not. May not be your cup of tea, may not be intriguing to you, and like I said, yes, I am.
May not be your cup of vaginal fluid? I don't know. I mean, I guess you can market that shit. Pussy perfume. That probably wouldn't go over too well. Only you put pussy perfume in Victoria's Secret. voluptuous vaginas. I don't know. You have to get the marketing whizzes on that.
I'm a woman that from time to time uses my vaginal secretions as perfume, as a little extra boost of confidence to draw people in. No different why someone else uses perfume to draw people in, to give them that little extra juice, that extra pep in their step. Juice? And as somebody who has been using this for the past decade, I can say I've gotten some great results from it. But sometimes I've gotten no results from it.
I mean, she got some dick. She did this straight up. Did she get some dick from, or pussy if she's a lesbian or whatever, bisexual, both, I don't care. Did she get laid because of her pussy juice?
I really can't say a conclusive for sure if this does work because, once again, there's a lot of competing scents in this world, and I do shower and have other scents on. I have hair products in, and so who's to say that somebody is responding to the smell that I have added versus the smell that's naturally a part of my daily routine? And if you guys are curious, again, about how this went down and you want to learn more about using your vaginal copulins on your body to attract other people in public places, you can read the excerpt of The Game of Desire for free on Refinery29. And of course, if you like the free, did you guys know that if you order my book on Audible, you get a free trial with Audible, you get two free books, thus you can get my book for free if you sign up for Audible and you don't have to stay when the paywall comes up. So go get your two free books, bounce when you want to, stay if you want to, but that's a way to support the Game of Desire at zero cost to you. But those of you who have invested and who have gotten the book, thank you. The book has a perfect score on Amazon. It's 5 stars.
So there you go. Vabbing, son. Get you some. Get you some of that vaginal juices. Vaginal juices! I don't know. I'm not going to be putting my ball sweat on my wrists anytime soon. I understand it's different. Different thing. I'm not going to be putting my jizz on my wrists either. I don't care if it does draw people in. I want them to stay away. If it's going to take something like that to draw someone in, then, well, just go away. I'm good over here. I'm fine, man. I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm cool over here by myself. It'd be this next story is from Daily Star. I was close. I said it might be Daily Mail. It's Daily Star, which is different. I guess it's in a different building. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what to say about it other than the end is near. Sex robots with coding errors prone to violence and could strangle humans. Yeah, that's right. You heard me correctly. Sex robots with coding errors prone to violence and could strangle humans. Sex robots plagued with coding errors could be prone to violent behaviors, including strangling, an expert has warned. Doll collector Brick Dollbanger. That's right. Brick Dollbanger is sounding the alarm. Listen. When Brick Dollbanger speaks, people listen. He believes a simple coding error could turn AI girlfriends against their owners if they are equipped with free will. AI girlfriends. Man, that's a sad phrase. It really is. Although being strangled by your sex doll would be such an embarrassing way to end. They find you there. This bitch strangled you. She's supposed to land there. Because unless she can get up and walk away, she's not going to go anywhere. If those of you who've seen Ex Machina, they mentioned that in this article. Yeah, I know. I know. Look, I'm with you. Make sure my sex doll is restrained. I'm sorry. For my safety, I'm going to have to tie up your arms so you do not strangle me mid-coitus. Because that would be awful. Brick, who has closed ties with manufacturers Realbotix and Abyss, told Daily Star Online, "It scares me to death. It's a machine, and it's always going to be a machine. If you've watched the movies, Ex Machina, because I honestly believe synthetics are going to look very similar to that movie. It's not going to be something you can hit with a pipe, and it's going to fall apart. I've always said when a synthetic can support itself, that synthetic is going to be much stronger than a normal human. It's going to be more durable instead of having bone. It's going to have high-impact plastic or aluminum frame. It's going to be very strong, and it won't get tired, and it won't stop unless it runs out of an energy supply. Unless you can stop it with some kind of projectile like a gun or something like that, if this thing got out of control, it could do some serious damage. One bad line of bad code, as simple as that, one line of bad code. If you make one mistake, and you have a line of bad code in there, and it hits this line of bad code, depending on what it's doing, or where it's at, or numerous other instances, it could just decide this is what it's supposed to do. Could do all kinds of things, including... it could be a constriction that could literally compress your chest and airway and stop you from breathing. You can keep the constriction going until you stop breathing. So, just one line of bad code, and this could be the last thing you see. Her big plastic nipples pointing at you as she strangles you to death. Ah, it's not the way I want to go, son. Fuck no. That's some scary shit. It's embarrassing. It's scary. The whole circumstance, you'd be like so into it, and be like, oh, this is fucking great. This technology is amazing. And all of a sudden, this bitch is strangling you, and there's nothing you can do because she's made of like titanium and some shit. Oh, bro. No way, man. No way. Like I said, I'm going to have to restrain my sex robots. I ain't having that shit. I'm gonna fucking die like that. Anything else, I'm okay with. Strangled by a sex robot? Fuck no. I ain't having that shit. Son, Stern Jesus Show, live on Periscope and Twitter at SternJesus420. Chapter 3, verse 3. Got a St. Peter voicemail. I haven't heard from St. Peter in months. Today, he sends a voicemail and a parody song. All that's coming up. Stern Jesus Show Live, sternjesus.net for all things about the show. We'll be back, son.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 3. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420, StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. CannabisRadio.com, we are there. We're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, any of your fine podcasting platforms. You will find us. Well, it's been a while. Yes, a while. So you've heard from St. Peter. Many months since our last contact with St. Peter. He's been gone for a couple years. Physically, he's been sending in voicemails over those 2 years. His last couple of voicemails, he has seemed to turn a corner in his life. He was becoming a better person. He was helping people. He was volunteering. Everything seemed to be going well for St. Peter. And then nothing. I don't know how long it was, 4 or 5 months, something like that. No contact, no voicemails, nothing from St. Peter whatsoever. I would like to say I was worried, but that would be a lie. I was not worried. Not worried at all. And then today, out of the blue, we get an MP3 file from some weird anonymous email account. And at the same time, we get a voicemail in the studio from St. Peter. Crazy, crazy shit going on. Shenanigans, excuse me, if you will. First, St. Peter's voicemail explaining how this song came about, why he sent it to us, what he's been up to, all that shit.
Oh, hey Jesus. I finally figured out how to send you this, I think the kids call it an MP3. It's like an audio file. You remember, like, back in the day, we were on Radio Jesus, we used to play, like, records and stuff, and, like, we would take the records and put them on the turntable, and then that's how we played the music. Well, then they had, like, cassettes and 8-tracks, I think, and then they had something else that, like, escapes my mind, but now they have, like, digital music. Jesus on MP3s. I sent you an MP3 of this new song that I apparently made. Let me rewind to the beginning, Jesus. I was, like, having some problems, and, like, I got, like, I was trying to do some good stuff. But the last thing I remember, I was at this homeless shelter, like, giving food to homeless people or some other kind of, you know, really, really good, wholesome, moral thing. And the next thing I know, I wake up in, like, this big warehouse, and I'm tied to a chair, It's just fucking buck naked, man, tied to a chair, and in front of me is this table, and on the table is a laptop, and on the screen of the laptop is a file. So when I finally got loose, because they tied me with toilet paper, I'm not really sure why they did that. Apparently, I don't know if it was a joke or if they really thought the toilet paper would hold me. I don't even know who we're talking about. I don't know who took me or who did any of this, Jesus. But what I do know is this. The file that was on the computer was the song that I sent you, the MP3. I don't remember making it at all, Jesus. I have no recollection. I have no memory. I have no idea that I even sent it to you, Jesus, or that I even made it. But So I figured I better send it to you so you could play it on the show, because I don't know. Apparently I'm a genius when I'm, like, you know, blacked out or whatnot. Like, even when I blacked out on how I blacked out, I'm dropping mad joints and mad hits all over this bitch. So, maybe that's my calling, Jesus, is mad hits. So I'll probably send you more songs and shit. Enjoy the one I sent you. I'm sure it's going to be a hit song. It sounds really catchy and, like, stuff. I don't remember making it, but maybe I make a whole album that way. Maybe that's my career path. Being unconscious, Jesus. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to make more songs. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jesus!
Man, I forgot how sleepy his voice was making me. That was only 2.5 minutes. It seemed like 20, at least. Anyway, so without further ado, St. Peter sent a new parody song. I think he thinks it's like an original song, but it's not, obviously. The lyrics are original. The beat is an obvious popular song currently. In any case, without further ado, St. Peter's new parody song, So High.
Oh shit, son. It's time. My new hit single. Better drop that shit on your ass, biatch. You wanna get high with me, yo? Let's do this. Drop it. Fresh bowl, now blackened with use blazing, or hitting the vapor juice pop can. You know I paid my dues, puffing through a big glass dragon. Rillos for smoking big fat blonde sticky. That is what I want, some kush or some sweet white runs. My lighter, bitches be jacking. So you think you're so high, really wanna go high. Walk up in the show high, time to get mo high. I'm that baked type, hide your mama's wake type, roof of your girlfriend's cake type, piss on your dad's steak type. I'm so high. Duh! Stoner Jesus, dance break! Get on the floor, motherfuckers, drop that shit. Yeah, I'm dancing, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just broke my hip, I think. I'm going to keep going, though. It's okay. It's okay. My new hit. Share that shit, yo. St. Peter up in this biatch.
So there you go. The latest parody song from St. Peter. That's how we'll end it. There's a good place to stop. That'll be available wherever. I guess I'll put it on Twitter. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. We'll see. We'll see. So High, the newest hit from St. Peter. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. StonerJesus.net. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. As always, we as a new tradition now on the show, and has been for several months, we leave you with the infinite wisdom of one Miss Cardi B. Peace, bitches.
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That shit gets fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort. You know what I'm saying? This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself. Like, come see me. Now, too bad.